I haven't gone all the way back, but it's probably about 15 years by now. It started out as a tea. And then one year it was a coffee, and people complained about having to get up too early. And so then it turned into a luncheon because we figured everybody eats lunch. That's worked out very well.
That's Phyllis Leimer, the president of the AAUW, the American Association of University Women. The annual AAUW Carolina Authors Lunch is this Saturday, November 5th at 11 a.m. at UNCW's Burney Center. Tickets should be purchased by tomorrow, but there will likely be a few available through Saturday. President Phyllis Leimer and Vice President Ava Bevins joined us to talk about the event. Here's more.
The luncheon is a scholarship fundraiser. We usually try to give two scholarships to a non-traditional woman student graduating from Cape Fear Community College who has been accepted at UNCW. And next year, we will be adding Brunswick Community College.
We want to help women who are typically non-traditional students for whatever reason. We feel like there's not enough support for those women, and so that's one of our tasks. And we do projects also in the local schools. Our vision screening is the biggest project we do with the first, third, and sixth graders. That takes place every fall with the volunteers from the Ladies Concordia.
Tell us about the lunch that's going to happen. You always have authors there.
We have three presenting authors from North or South Carolina. And our three authors this year are Tom Olsinski, who lives in Southport, and who has written a mystery called When Killers Collide, set in Wilmington, which sounds like it might be really interesting. We have Flora Solomon, who has written a book about American nurses working in the Philippines during the Second World War, who were sworn to a code of secrecy during that period of time. And so it's a very interesting and unusual story about that. And then we have Phil Gerard, who teaches at UNCW and is certainly very well known in Wilmington for both his writing and his music group. He has wonderful books, and he is just a wonderful presenter and conversationalist and lots of fun.
And Ava, you're the vice president for membership.
Yes.
With the AAUW.
If you have people who are thinking about joining AAUW, they can join during an event like the author luncheon for about 33% less.
And why do people become members of AAUW?
Well, they have to really believe in our missions. And I can tell you the mission of AAUW is to advance equity for women and girls through advocacy, education, philanthropy, and research. We have a state organization that's part of the national organization, and then we have local branches, and ours is a small branch. We have fewer than 100 members, but we're always looking for women who are interested in helping women and girls achieve equality in education, economics, and politics.
That was Phyllis Leimer, president of the American Association of University Women, and Ava Bevins, the vice president in charge of membership. The Lunch with Carolina Authors is this Saturday at 11 a.m. at UNCW's Burney Center. In addition to lunch and author presentations, various items will be raffled, including a 5-person lunch date with author Flora Solomon. Find ticket information and details at whqr.org.